By the way, how many number one songs do you think Blake Shelton has?
17.
No, 30.
That's close.
30. No, you were halfway.
I'm close.
Maybe why I'm divorced then.
But that's the horseshoe and hand grenades.
That's half close. That's halfway there.
Yeah. I knew Blake was good, but I had no idea. 30 number one songs Billboard Country Airplay chart. The most recent was Texas. Back here in May, he also tied with Kenny Chesney for the artist with the most number one hits on the chart, which launched back in 1990. So the question is,
are we counting Miranda Lambert's hits on him?
I don't. Yeah, you know, don't throw things at me. Okay. Yeah, I don't know about that. But he is not in the Country Music Hall of Fame. He has not made. As a matter of fact, Blake, Brad Paisley, Faith Hill, and Martina McBride, just some of the artists that are not in the Country Music Hall
young.
Of Fame. Well, you don't have to be too young. What is that?
I thought you didn't get inducted into the Hall of Fame until you died.
No, Kenny Chesney here was announced the class of 25 with June Carter Cash and Tony Brown, so Kenny is... He's got the same, so maybe Blake is next year. Who knows?
Let's hope.
Yeah.
Because Blake is good. Blake deserves it.
Well, let's put your theory to the test here then. Clint Black, not in the Country Music Hall of Fame.
But he's in his 60s.
Yeah. Do you think he should make it? Yeah, your
yes.
name? Okay. Dwight Yoakam is not in the
He did some good covers.
Yeah.
I don't know if he would be good enough to... And he hasn't had it in
acting.
A while.
He was a good actor. Or he still is a good actor.
What movie was he in? I think it was in Postman with...
Yeah, I can't
tell
you.
Oh, no, that was... Long story short, it doesn't matter. But anyway, no, I don't think him. Not him, no.
John Michael Montgomery might be. I don't know. Might be because he's... wasn't he wrapping it up December 26th or 2026? I think he's going to end everything.
And then we can induct him after that, sure.
Yeah, so...
He's retired.
Joe DiMassina didn't make the cut.
Ooh.
And Mary Chapin Carpenter didn't make the cut.
Yeah, there's some 90s artists that were pretty big in the day. Well,
yeah.
That's interesting.
Just wondering why some of those big names are not in there. Also, Eagles and John Denver not in there either. Although, every modern country artist seems to credit their inspiration. So, either way. But,
the Eagles not being in there is a pretty big deal.
I think so. I know people say, well, they're classic rock. Well, they were that.
Yeah, but you know, there's
country rock.
Back in the
first...
90s, we had especially like Blackhawk, and there was a couple of groups that had that same kind of sound that the Eagles had. So that's an interesting interesting take.
Anyway, there's your list this morning.